Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Otten. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jim Otten. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Dillard. Durham moves to third. Tony Scott pinch runs for Keith Hernandez. Mike Vale now playing left field. Cliff Johnson now playing first base. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards right. Thompson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thompson. Durham scores. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham now playing first base. Tony Scott now playing center field. George Hendrick now playing right field. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillard. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Otten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Randle steals second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Otten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otten is 0-for-1 in the game. Otten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vail throws the ball into Dillard, who tags Otten, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a line drive into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. Vail moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org is 0-for-2 in the game. Org hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-2 in the game. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards the mound. Krukow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton pinch hits for Jim Otten. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Littlefield now pitching. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Tony Scott. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Krukow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.